Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pearsall bunts towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field. Landrum picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landrum. Hunt moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a line drive to left field. Snider throws towards Hunt. Hunt fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hunt. Snider throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Santo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hook strikes out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is hit by the pitch. Santo moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Harkness. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. Burton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burton moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive towards right. Cranepool chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Cranepool. Burton scores. Landrum moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hook is 0 for 1 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Hirsel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Burpell moves to third. Landrum moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burpell scores. Landrum moves to third. Rogers moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Rogers scores. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burpell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burpell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson bunts towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Burpell moves to second. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal is called out on strikes. 1 out. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Al Moran. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Jay Hook. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.